Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to be here and partner with UNEC at this regional forum event this afternoon on multilateralism in cities. I bring you greetings from my executive director, Maimouna Monsharif, and we, I think now as we reflect on cities this afternoon and what they can do towards the SDGs, you know, we're doing this against a background of course, climate change, of conflict and health emergencies, which we've probably never seen all of these three things come together. So now cities are more important than ever. They're at the front line of addressing these issues. And we really have some huge inequalities in our societies that we have to deal with. We're all aware of the statistics of increasing urbanisation and how by 2050, you know, only two-thirds will live in cities. But cities and their understanding and their contribution to the SDGs is, of course, undisputed. And, you know, we did last year, we in fact opened, with the support of the government of Spain and City of Bilbao, we opened a local 2030 coalition secretariat to help cities to drill down and to understand what they can do. Because there are many cities around the world who still don't are fully cognizant of the SDGs and of things like the New Urban Agenda, which is a good framework to help implement that. So basically, the good news is that, you know, about 75% of the cities and infrastructure that we expect to be in use by 2050 has yet to be built. So with this in mind, there's a huge opportunity that awaits us at this critical time where we look about driving transformative change in cities, reshaping cities, addressing the urban and rural linkages. And I think even the meeting in San Marino, which was held last year, where we involved the urban planners, the built environment professionals in reshaping cities, was a very critical move. So at this meeting this afternoon, you will hear great examples from some cities around the world where there's good experience. This is an ongoing process. This idea of sharing experience as we move forward is very important. But rest assured that Habitat, in partnership with UNEC, will carry these messages forward, both within this region here in Europe and outside of the region. And in that light, I look forward to welcoming some of you at the Habitat Assembly, which will be held in June of this year in Nairobi. So thanks very much. I'm looking forward to the session, and back to our moderator. Thank you.